Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. 4-H youth, thousands of them a year that experience 4-H camp, have just recently gotten a little help from their friends. Keith Rogers, Executive Director of the 4-H Foundation.
We are very pleased that Farm Credit Mid-America has made a commitment of a $50,000 grant from their community giving program, plus an additional $25,000 that they have offered in a matching program. This is going to be a significant part of the launch of Phase 2 of our Camp Improvement Campaign.
Roger says the effort is long-term, at least 4 years, with major funding required, but he feels it's long overdue.
Phase 2's focus will be mainly on replacing all of the cabins at all four 4-H camps, and that's going to be a significant undertaking. We've redesigned the cabin. It'll house 48 campers, have indoor bath facilities. We won't be walking down dirt paths any longer to go to the bathhouses, 300-400 feet away from cabins. This will allow us to have a safer environment, a more comfortable environment, and a better experience for our 4-H members who do camp.
Over the next few months, the focus is to raise funding for those matching grants and to get underway in February.
The first year focus will be on the J.M. Feltner 4-H camp at London, and then over this four-year program, one of the 4-H camps in each part of the state will be the focus during one of those 4 years.
We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Yay!
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
There are multiple cabins at each of the 4-H camp locations, and Foundation Director Keith Rogers says the upgrade at each will include new storm shelters that can accommodate all campers at the facility.
We hope over the next 4 to 5 years that we can replace these cabins. New cabin estimate right now is about $180,000, and we've got several of them to fix.
He says they'll focus first on fundraising in the 32 counties near the London facility, adding the Farm Credit announcement was a major boost.
There's no question the Farm Credit commitment is a key component in launching this Phase 2 campaign. This will take several $1 million to complete over the next 4 years, and we look forward to visiting with folks across the state of Kentucky, 4-H alumni, businesses, and others about this effort of Phase 2.
You can learn more online at Kentucky4HFoundation.org. Kentucky4HFoundation.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.